tonight, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Dennis King, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second week in the fine seaside town of Rhyl in North Wales. The Welsh coast is noted as the last place in Britain to have been invaded by foreign troops. In 1797, a French naval force landed to be greeted by local women in their traditional scarlet costume and tall black hats. The French took them for British redcoats and fled. clearly terrified that they'd inadvertently invaded Butlins. During the Industrial Revolution, Rhyl became a centre of brickmaking, and by the beginning of the 20th century, many thousands of tons of bricks were going to Manchester to build housing and to Liverpool to prop cars up. And if I apologise now, can I not have to go to Liverpool? Nearby, St. Asaph boasts the smallest cathedral in Britain. This is open to visitors only on Wednesdays, as that's when they take it out of the fish tank for cleaning. The 6 miles of golden sands here were host to the Wright brothers, who demonstrated their new flying machine in 1907. Visitors to the town's museum will find photographs of Wilbur sat at the controls in his flying suit and Orville sat on his lap in a duck costume. Famous names associated with Rhyl include Carol Vorderman, whom locals remember had a Saturday job in the chemist's on Flint Street. One recalls her selling him some ointment for an embarrassing itch on his consonant, vowel, consonant, consonant. As a student in 1897, the young Albert Einstein spent the summer here in Rhyl and began to formulate his general theory of relativity as he worked the season DJing under the stage name of MC Squared. The radio pioneer Marconi made the first ever wireless broadcast from the top of the water tower here with the words, "Help, I'm stuck up a water tower." But Marconi isn't alone in reminding Rhyl of the early days of wireless broadcast disasters. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Andy Hamilton. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Tony Hawkes. And ready to jump into action as the team's points go up, please welcome our delightful scorer, the ever-fragrant Samantha. OK, we start with a new round about the honours system. And this game does exactly what it says on the tin. May cause drowsiness. The teams have been perusing the new honours list, and I'd like them to share with us any interesting new members of the nobility they may have spotted. Andy, would you care to start, please?
Right, for services to Norfolk painting and decorating, Earl will be finished by Tuesday.
Tim. For services to drinking and butchery, this man is no longer Mr. Osis, but is now Sir Osis of the Liver.
Barry.
For services to the Tory party, Lord Elpis.
Tony.
For services to poor quality South African locksmiths.
Oh, yeah.
Marquee won't fit in the door.
For services to racial stereotyping, Lordy, 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 lordy.
Boy George is henceforth to be known as Lord and Lady Boy George.
The services to Carol Vorderman, Countdown.
I watched Countdown once and I got aroused. Mm. It's only seven letters. Ken Livingston, MBE, it's because I'm a Londoner.
OK, the teams are going to sing along now to some discs in the round called Pick Up Song. Each singer will be provided with a well-known song which has been personally selected by Samantha. Samantha spends many hours down in the gramophone library researching discs for this round with the kindly old archivist. However, the nature of her duties has become the subject of a certain amount of ribald comment of late. Therefore, to avoid any unfortunate misunderstanding, I shall self-censor the account of this week's visit. So, Samantha went to fetch the team's discs earlier, and da di 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 da da di da di da di da di da, and kept them spinning at 45 revolutions per minute. Samantha is now poised in DJ mode and ready to spin the team's discs. Each should sing along to the record until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. If on the music's return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original teams, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. Knock, knock. This week's prize is just the thing to delight the small rodent enthusiast who likes to keep his pets minty fresh. It's this bottle of Listerine mouthwash. Andy, you can start this, and I'd like you to accompany Dave Edmonds singing I Hear You Knocking.
You went away and left me long time ago, and now you're knocking on my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking. Go back where you...
I'd stop holding the nose, I think. I'm starving the oxygen in my brain.
You remember the chipmunk.
And now you tell me...
Oh, I sound the same when I don't hold my nose.
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Well, not bad.
You now, Tim, I want you to accompany the Streets singing their hit song, Dry Your Eyes.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn around. I'll stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground. Looking to the left slightly, then looking back down. World feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me know where you we could only be for us. I can change and I can grow, we could just adjust. The wicked thing about it is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me. But her eyes glide over shut, she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems like an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet. Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to.
OK, you now, Barry, I'd like you to accompany Desmond Dekker singing Israelites.
Get up in the morning, sleeping for bread, sir, so that every mouth
can be fed. Poor me, the Israelites are. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Poor me, the Israelites. My wife and my kids, they pack up and leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to be seen for me. What? Humph, I should point out I'm not Jewish.
I think Desmond Dekker was singing it at the wrong stage.
Oh, he's wrong, yes.
Finally, Tony, would you please accompany Jimmy Somerville and the Communards singing Don't Leave Me This Way?
Your love, don't leave me this way. Don't leave me this way. I can't exist. I'm surely miss your tender kiss. Don't leave me this way. Oh, baby, my heart is full of love and desire for you. Come on down and do what you gotta do. You started this fire.
And you'll never know how ardently I pray for the music to come back in. As the teams put that behind them, let's move on to sound charades. Listeners might be interested to learn that this was developed from the old TV show called Give Us a Clue. Then again, they might not. Ours is a spoken version of the original game where teams mimed titles of songs and films. The past master of the game was, of course, Lionel Blair, who regularly amazed and delighted his teammates with his mime portrayals of the songs and movies of the so-called blaxploitation genre. Eunice Stubbs' eyes were out on stalks as she witnessed Lionel using his hands on Isaac Hayes' shaft for 2 minutes. Tim and Tony, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Death of a Salesman. Death of a Salesman.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Andy. Off you go, Tim and Tony.
It's four words, and it's a play, and it goes something like this. Oh, what are you doing in this graveyard, then?
Well, I like just looking at all the graveyards.
So do I, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, look at that one over there. Is it George Smith? Ironmonger, you kicked the bucket.
Oh, right.
Right, yeah.
There's a sumo wrestler there and went belly up. Yeah.
What's that one over there? Can you see it?
That one over there, that's a miller, actually. That
miller?
One.
Really?
Yeah, he's brown bread.
Right.
But he only works 3.5 days a week.
Well, so he's half a miller.
Half a miller, yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. So, what's this... I don't know what this man did. It just said he sold out.
Oh.
Right, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. The end.
Yeah. I think I've got this. Is there a play called Death by Terrible Pun?
I'm working on it.
Was Arthur Miller of relevance?
Yes.
You know, I think you're going to get this
a
quite
view
soon.
From the bridge. No.
Time's up.
Was it Death of a Salesman?
Yeah!
Right, your turn, Barry and Andy. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. Here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Two words. It's been in every medium, actually, hasn't it? Television, film, book, and...
Most famously, television.
Yes, most famously, yes. Right, here we go. Hello! You'll have had your tea.
What?
Yeah. I said you'll have had your tea.
Well, that's none of your business. What's that going to do with you?
Pardon me for breathing. I'm just trying to welcome a visitor to the village.
All right, well, I've got no time for small talk. I'm in your village, but I've got a problem. I need to see a GP, a general practitioner. Is there one close by?
Are you in luck? Just look over there.
What? What? By the tree?
In the tree.
Well, the only thing I can see in the tree is an owl.
That's him.
So you seriously telling me that that owl over there is a fully qualified general practitioner?
Exactly. Would you like some tea?
I don't want any bloody tea.
Goodbye.
I went to Hollyoaks. Dr. Kildare, what have you got? Doctor?
It's clearly some sort of...
Doctor.
Yes, oh, doctor, great. Well, I don't know how you got that. I think owls make little those owly noises.
Twit to woos.
Yes, to
Doctor Who.
To woos. So it's Doctor Who!
I can't help but notice the spate of child psychology programmes on TV at the moment, such as Super Nanny and House of the Tiny Tearaways. With so many programmes showing us how parents fail to cope with their little brats' tantrums, we'll soon have no need to visit supermarkets at all. It can be no coincidence that this kind of behaviour has increased since corporal punishment was outlawed in schools. In the first half of the 20th century, we all learned respect out of fear of the cane, and the only violent behaviour you saw then was restricted to two world wars and the destruction of most of Europe. Ever mindful of the problems associated with modern-day parenting, I'll ask the teams to assume the role of super nannies and to provide expert answers to some frequently asked questions associated with child-rearing. Actually, our own Tim Brooke Taylor once worked as a child psychologist, but growing tired of the constant screaming fits and lack of toilet training, his employers sacked him. Tim, you can start. You can provide an answer to this frequently asked parenting query. Are there any sounds that are guaranteed to send my baby off to sleep?
Yes. And now on Radio 4, it's time for quote-unquote.
The actual answer is the sound of a fan or a vacuum cleaner usually does the trick. In my experience, a fan alone does the trick. The last time I heard you, you were in Badney Salterton in 1954. You now, Barry, can you help some concerned parents by answering this question? Is there an inexpensive way to keep a young child entertained on a long aeroplane flight?
Let's play Hunt the Bomb.
I have to tell the audience here and at home that all these answers come from an actual book, serious book. And the answer to that is draw a smiley face on the flight sick bag to make an instant hand puppy.
Well, I can imagine every EasyJet flight now, yeah. You're going to see everyone.
Also, do you use the sick bag as a puppet before or after it's been used as a sick bag?
Oh, who's done this?
Andy, what about this question? My child has chicken pox. Is there anything I can do to make the experience less miserable for him?
Give his sister typhoid.
The answer is yes. When it's time to apply the calamine lotion, dip some into a pot and give your child a paintbrush. He will have great fun joining the dots.
Oh,
OK, Tony, can you answer this question, please? How can I ensure accurate aim when my little boy goes to the toilet?
Rest the rifle on the edge of the sink.
The answer is drop a cork in the toilet and encourage him to try to hit it.
Well,
I'm going to try that.
It doesn't work for Barry, though, does it?
Here are some questions for any of you to have a go at. How can I ensure that my child can still find me on a crowded beach?
Take your clothes off and tell him to go where all the shouting is. Screaming, it should be probably.
The answer is tie a helium balloon to your deck chair. Where's Mum? She's up 5,000 feet.
Oh, look, she's making a puppet out of a sick bag.
Last one, the last one. How can I minimise the distress to my little boy when he wets the bed?
Send him up to the shallow end.
The answer is in two parts.
Oh.
One, have clean pyjamas ready. Two, put a plastic sheet under the cotton sheet and then a further plastic sheet and cotton sheet on top of these. If the top two layers are wet, simply whip them off and the bed will be ready again. And you'll be drenched from head to foot. OK, it's music time now with Swanee Kazoo. This is where the teams combine the soothing lilt of the Swanee whistle with the cheeky rasp of the kazoo. This will require piano accompaniment. Now, as Colin Sell can't be here tonight, we're very lucky to get Dennis King in his place. Hang on, I'll say that again. As Colin Sell can't be here, we're very lucky. To get Dennis King in his place is truly a pleasure. Okay, you're to start, Tony and Tim, and I'd like you to provide me with a rendition of the song I'd Do Anything from the musical Oliver to feature Tony Hawks on kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on Swanee Whistle. Your turn, Barry and Andy. Your song is Big Spender, and it's to feature Barry Cryer on kazoo and Andy Hamilton on Swanee Whistle. Gentlemen, I notice it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to squeeze in a round of Welsh Film Club. Samantha has to nip out now as she's off to meet her new Welsh gentleman friend who's offered to drive her around the area. She hopes he's going to take her to Colwyn Bay and bang her in the back of his van.
Sure it's pronounced that way.
No. You can start this one, Tony.
Bend it like Brecon.
Tim.
The big sheep.
Barry.
Clan fire poking gwith go gair if you drop with clan to silly or go go gox stock and two smoking barra.
Andy.
Taffy the Vampire Slayer.
The land did know that time forgot.
A fish called Rhonda.
For your eye, Stedford only.
Hecklo Dochley. Hello, Dolly.
Oedipus Rexham.
How green was my vachy?
Crouching Tiger Bay, hidden Welsh dragon.
When Harry met Sachly.
A cat on a prestatin roof.
The Buddy Hockley story.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Jenkins.
Evan can wait.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Aberystwyth.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. And I think you'll agree it certainly ticked all the boxes, particularly those marked terrible and rubbish. I'd like to add a personal valediction, because it's the only one I know in Welsh. Bluthyn with that. Ah. And with that, it's goodbye from the teams, myself, Samantha, and the good folk of Rill. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Andy Hamilton, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Tony Hawkes have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Dennis King setting some of them to music. Programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and producer was John Naismith.